Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, hallelujah, glory to God, shake yourself loose
Whatever it is that's been holding you down, bounding you, keeping you, hallelujah, shake yourself loose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, somebody call the most high power. We just thank you, Father God, today that you've given us the power, the authority of God to shake ourselves loose and be free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will move mighty on this line today, bringing healing, bringing deliverance, oh God, setting your children free. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come thank you for this day, oh God. We come to praise you. We come, oh God, humble as we know how, oh God, to receive from you. Lord, we ask in Jesus, they open up the channels of our spirit right now, oh God, so that we can receive what to receive from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you. Hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, you are Lord to pass under our feet, and we thank you so that our feet will not slip, that strangers submit to you, when they hear you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, the heavens declare your glory and the skies proclaim the work of your hands. Amen. Your voice has gone out into all the earth and your words to the ends of the world. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're for us. And we decree and declare, if you be for us, who can be against us? Come on, everybody, and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Welcome to the shout, everybody. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning, and I welcome everyone here today. Go ahead and shout, Evangelist Kim, and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. I woke up just with joy in my heart, and I started thinking about, wow, a lot of people came and went over my 52 years of living. I said, but one thing that remained is God. God never left me, and like his word said, he'll never forsake me. So no matter who comes and goes, just know that keep your hand in God's hand. He's never going to leave you. Through the ups, through the downs, you have somebody that has an unconditional love for you. And that love is always going to be reciprocated by me straight back to him. I love him so much, and I just give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise forever. That's my shout. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Many have gone in our 52 years, but God still remains. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's like the word of God. Amen. The Bible says, he said, heaven and earth may disappear before his word comes back void. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, glory. Hallelujah. Welcome to the shout. Cousin Dorita, open up your mouth and shout. Give God all praise going on and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning and starting me on my way. And most of all, when I woke this morning, I was closing my right mind, and I thank him for that,
amen.
Father. There's so many people, they wake up, they're not closing their right mind, but I was closing my right mind when I could lay up and praise Jesus, and I thank him for it. Thank him, and I thank the Lord just for blessing me. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know that you got saved, but you woke up clothing your right mind? Amen. See, you don't think about it. Hallelujah. But if you run across somebody that you know that woke up and out of their mind, but you woke up in your right mind. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if you ever been in a place where you feel like you was losing your mind, but God kept you. He kept your mind. So shout right now, hallelujah, that you have favor because you woke up clothed in your right mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Go ahead, Sister Connie, and shout, give God praise, honor, and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. On my way back to work, but, you know, I always got that shout on. I want to just thank y'all today for a day like today when it's cloudy and weather, it's rainy, and I'm normal have bad breathing days. But today is another good breathing day. Thank God. I feel good.
Yes, Lord.
And I appreciate you. I don't take my breathing for granted because I know.
Jesus.
I've been down a lot with this, so I don't take it for granted. But I do appreciate all of my good days.
Amen.
Today is one of them. So I'm thanking God today for my good breathing day.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not taking anything for granted, just thanking God for the time that he has given us to take the time out day in and day out, just thanking God for what he's already done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we welcome Evangelist Dorena Dudley here on the show. She's with us daily. You all, I just want you all to know to continue to pray for our sister. She's at work. She's on mute, but we want to acknowledge her. We know that she is shouting on mute. Amen. Just thanking God for keeping her, saving her, and for directing and guiding her all the days of life. God bless you. God keep you, Evangelist Darvina Dudley. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to shout for you. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Hey, come on there. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, cousin Brenda Gale. Go ahead, open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Glory, shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt
yes.
his name together. Thanking and praising God for all his blessings, his love, his mercy, his grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I am free. Free from
Amen.
The past, free from worrying about tomorrow. And I am
yes,
in
Lord.
The present moment. Promise to never leave me, never to forsake me. And I believe that, and I'm going to stand on it. To God
Hallelujah.
Be the glory. Thank you, Lord, for my mom. All is well.
Yes,
my
Lord.
Husband, all is well. My children,
Amen.
All is well. To
Amen.
God be the glory. I love you,
yes, Lord.
I love you, Lord. I can't thank you
yes,
enough
Lord,
for Lord God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
All.
Glory to God. That's the show there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can't thank you enough, Father God. I just want to say thank you. And I'm going to thank you all the days of my life, Father God. Hallelujah. Till my last breath. Knowing it's you, Father God. Hallelujah. That I have you. If I don't have anything else, hallelujah. That you are always with me. And I thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Sister Dylan. Mom, go ahead and shout. Give God our praise. Glory and honor and show glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Good afternoon, ladies. Thank you, Lord.
Good
Thank
afternoon.
You, Lord. I heard Sister Connie was saying, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. That's my say. All of my good days outweigh my bad days.
Outweigh my
I
bad
just thank
days.
The Lord
yes.
this morning for waking me up another day, breathing my lungs
yes,
and waking me up, Lord. Woke me up all through the night. Every time I got up, I was woke. He saved me. I just want to say
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful I'm here today. I'm just
Amen.
So grateful that my family are still here. Everybody's doing fine.
Yes,
so I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. Can't be nothing but grateful. I just thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Like my song say, whatever you're doing in this
you
season today,
this season.
Right now,
don't
do it on me and you and you and you. That's my
and you,
song
and you,
for you.
And you and you. Hallelujah.
And you and you. Yeah. Glory, hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Whatever you're doing, hallelujah, in this season, please don't do it without me. Oh, yes, Lord. Don't do it without me. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Shout out.
Yes,
Come
yes.
on, church. Just shout. Glory to God. Lord, whatever you're doing, hallelujah, in this season, please don't do it without me. Come on now. How many of y'all can confess about your mind that you don't want God to forget about you, to remember you? Hallelujah. Whatever he's doing in this season, amen. Lord, don't do it without me. Don't do it without my mother, Cam. Don't do it without my sister, Kim. Don't do it without my sister, Darvina. Don't do it without my sister, Brenda Gale. Don't do it without my sister, Connie. Don't do it without sister, Dorita. Don't do it, Lord, without us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of now, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without us, Father God. We love you, Father, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Let us pray, everybody. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. We renew, hallelujah, and we give our total allegiance to you, Father God. Lord Jesus Christ, Father God, and Holy Spirit, fresh and anew today and for the rest of our life to do your work, amen, to do your will. will and obey you at all times. And then we give our life and all that is in it, oh God, as a living sacrifice unto you, which is our reasonable service. Amen. That, hallelujah, that first and foremost in all that we are would be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we commit our life and all that is in it, oh God, to you, to do your good works, oh God, and to have and be in your total desire, oh God, will and presence that we will and that we are and that we will be transformed into your total likeness in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come take your rightful place in, through, and about our lives right now. We give our life to you, Lord, for eternity. We ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, your word says that it is the set appointed time to favor Zion. As a citizen of Zion, oh God, we declare that we walk in the favor of God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is the appointed time for your favor to abound and increase towards us, oh Lord. Lord, build up Zion and appear in your glory, oh God, so the nations can fear you and all the kings of the earth see your glory. Amen. Lord, you have, Lord, you will hear the prayer of the destitute and you will not despise their prayers, oh God. Lord, you will look down from the height of your sanctuary and will hear the groaning of the prisoners and release those appointed to death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will praise the Lord from our innermost being, and we will not forget not all his benefits. Amen. Lord, you forgive all our sins, and we thank you, and you heal our diseases, and we thank you, Lord God. All of our diseases are healed, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you remembered us like no, oh God. Lord, you have redeemed our life from the pit, and you have covered us, you have crowned us with love and compassion, and we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet can we thank you. You satisfied our desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Lord, work righteousness and justice for all the oppressed, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. As far as the east and far from the west, so far you have removed our transgressions from us, and we thank you, Lord God. Lord, you established your throne in heaven and your kingdom rules over all of God's creation and all he rules. Come and praise the Lord right now in the name of Jesus Christ. With all your heart, we praise the Lord God, and we thank you, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness operating through us about our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, turn our desert into pools of water and our parched ground into flowing springs in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Right now, God, we just want to thank you, Lord, that you remembered us on today and that you kept us, oh, God. So we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh, God. It is you, Father God. It is your power and your spirit is working on the inside. And we thank you and we love you. You all want to go to scripture this morning. It's a word that I want to give out this morning, I think. So many people that are really touching my life this morning, and they know who they are. The Bible is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, before we get to the lesson that's going to go forward here. Shout, amen, the word. But the Bible says here, a lot of us don't understand the power that we have in our mouth. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 and 2, you all, it says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And I'm going to say to you, I'm going to go to verse 3 as well. Verse 2 says, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. Verse 3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. I read to you all today, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 through 3. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all the doers of his word. So what is the Bible saying? Have you ever, you all, tried to argue in a whisper? See, I want you to understand, it is equally hard to argue with someone who insists on answering gently. So on the upper hand, a rising voice and harsh words almost always trigger an angry response. So to turn away wrath and seek peace, choose gentle words. When we look at verse 3, the Bible says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. I want you to understand this. And it says, keeping watch on the evil and the good. So at times it seems that God has let evil run rampant. in this world, and we wonder if he even notices it. We see it all day long on the news, and we hear it in conversations, and we have people testifying of what has happened to them or others. But God sees everything clearly. I want you to understand that both the evil actions and the evil intentions lying behind them. See, he is not an indifferent observer. I need you to understand this. He cares and is active in our world today. Right now, his work may be unseen and unfelt, but don't give up. One day he will wipe out evil and punish the evildoers, just as he will establish the good and reward those who do his will. Amen. Be encouraged on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We just thank God this morning and this afternoon. Hallelujah. I want you all to understand about peace, obtaining the peace of God. A lot of us are asking for that peace. If I could just have peace, if I could just, you know, have peace, I want to be happy. If I could just have peace, how do I obtain the peace of God? See, when the world, which is always struggling to find peace, wants peace, where is the model? That is a question. Whom can the world look at to see a model of peace? That is a question. Where can the world find a group of people from all different backgrounds, black, white, whatever, Jew and Gentile, who come together and live in peace because of the Prince of Peace? That is the question. There is only one place, you all, that this can truly happen, which is the church. The Bible says in Psalm 133, verse 1 through 3, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, even life forever. So God intended for his people, you all, to be a model of shalom, which is peace to the world. This is why he highlights people like Job and the Psalm of 112, man, you all. He wants to show the world that there is a place where the lion lies down with the lamb, amen. When we look in the book of Isaiah, amen, see that this is a picture that represents the coming of the Prince of Peace into the hearts of people, whereby they can love people whom they once hated. Amen. See, you cannot be a child of God if you hate people. Amen. The church is the one place where we can show the world how to live in peace. See, that is our calling. But if you look around on Sunday morning, the picture isn't always peaceful. See, the church should be a community of peace, but it has been known to be like a war zone these days. See, I've been to churches where the deacons come to church with guns, and I've heard of pastors setting guns on tables and meetings and let everyone there know that if things get crazy, they are ready for it. See, hallelujah. But the Bible says different. See, people post church fights on YouTube. We see all kind of chaos in the church. And see, and we've been bound to board meetings where things turn bad. See, listen, this is not God. This is not good fellows, you all. This is the church. See, how is it that we can be in church and call ourselves children of God and be full of the devil, man? I want you to understand that it is because even believers need experience of the true shalom of God. See, we need a revelation of his covenant of peace that he fulfilled through his son, the son, the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who came preaching the gospel of peace, the gospel of the kingdom, amen? We need to repent of our unbelief in this area in order to receive it, amen? See, some of us don't realize that we reject the peace of God by thinking and teaching that life should be hard or that God does not want us to be happy and prosperous. See, we reject the covenant of peace when we think all good things are on hold until Jesus comes again. See, we hallelujah, when we are double-minded, we do not walk in peace and prosperity of God. See, double-mindedness causes us to reject the things of God even if we are saved. See, when we're not aligned with God, when we don't have faith that he is our peace, we can pray for peace all year long. But without Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace, shalom will never come. See, this kind of thinking puts limits on God, who longs to bless his peace. Amen? See, God hates being limited. There is no end and no limit to his peace. See, it is his desire to release it in every area of your life. But will you receive it today? In the name of Jesus Christ, see, peace comes to those who are the same. saints of God. According to Romans 1:7, it says to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace, prosperity, shalom, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you a saint? That is a question. Are you grafted into the family of God? Are you the spiritual seed of Abraham? As a saint of God, God wants you to renew your mind, amen, according to the books of Romans 12:1-2, so that you can be like the Psalm 112, man, consistent, steadfast, single-minded. You cannot be carnal and fleshly during the week, amen, not reading and studying the word of God and not treating people right, then prophesying, speaking tongues when you get to church. You can't do that. You will not have peace and prosperity that way. The Bible says in Romans 8:6-8, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For the carnal mind is hostile toward God, for it is no, it's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be, I'm sorry, y'all, nor indeed it be, and those who are in the flesh cannot please God. That's in the book of Romans, you all. You can check for yourselves, Romans 8:6-8. So when your mind is governed by the Spirit of God, when you think like a saint, and when you think good thoughts, when your mind is not controlled by your flesh, and when you meditate on the word of God, you will have life and peace. Amen. You cannot be carnally minded Christian, you are, and you can't expect to have prosperity and peace spiritually minded. I'm going to say that again. Saints are spiritually minded. See, they are the holy ones. They are righteous. They fear God and delight in his commandments. Amen. They carry the traits of Psalm 112, man. Amen. Who is unpromisingly righteous? Can you say that this is who you are today? It doesn't mean that you are perfect. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. Or don't make that you don't make any mistakes. See, it means that your lifestyle is holy and not sinful. See, saints walk in a level of holiness that pleases God. They are not liars, drunkards, or hormones. They don't mistreat people. They live according to the Spirit of God. See, the verse of you all that I just went over with you all, the grace and peace come to those who are called to be saints. See, if you are a saint, prosperity and shalom belong to you. According to the book of Romans 2:8-11, it says, to those who are contentious, you all, and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath will be tribulation and anger. Anguish upon every soul of man who does evil, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace will be to every man who does good work. Amen. To the Jew first and then to the Gentile. For there is no, hallelujah, partiality with God. See, obedience and righteousness, you all, and doing good work are our parts of the covenant that we must remain faithful to. Amen. See, covenant is a twofold agreement. When we do our part, we have peace with God, and he makes even our enemies be at peace with us. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:7, amen, when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen. So what has become like an enemy in your life? That is a question. What has the enemy come against? Your success, your promotion, your health, your relationship, your marriage, your children, or your finances. See, these are the areas the enemy uses to keep us from believing God wants to see us happy, blessed, and prosperous. See, he gets us off track with us thinking we deserve to barely get by, that God is added us up, and that we should not expect more and better. See, he keeps us bound by shame, rejection, confusion, and condemnation. See, in some cases, we even blame God and get bitter at him for the things the enemy has done. See, but I am here to tell you that the gospel of peace is that Jesus Christ came and died so that you could experience the shalom of God. Amen. See, the chastisement or price of our peace was upon him. Amen. According to Isaiah 53:5, he was beaten and crucified so you could have peace. Amen. See, if you come under the rule of the Messiah, you can have peace. Amen. You can have prosperity. You can live in safety, and all the evil beasts will be driven from your life. You will not be tormented by devils. You will have the blessing of God. This is the covenant of peace, and it belongs to the saints of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. See, religion has conditioned us to believe that life should be full of trouble, and that one day, by and by, die, we will go to heaven, and then we will have peace. See, the covenant of peace is not only for heaven, but also for the here and now on earth. Amen. See, your days should not be full of trouble. This, hallelujah, this doesn't mean that trouble will not come, but it, hallelujah, but it does mean that you have the authority to stand up and tell trouble to go. Amen. You don't have to live a life of worry and anxiety. Peace is yours. Prosperity is yours. See, the whole world is looking for peace, but there is only one way to peace, and that is through Jesus. Amen. See, he said, I am the way. Amen. I am Jehovah Shalom. Having Jesus in your heart is the way of peace, of lasting joy and abundant life. No Jesus, no peace, of blessing or prosperity, but you have a covenant of peace with God. See, God's covenant with his people from the beginning until now is what is at the center of the Psalm 12 promise. Amen. See, God wants to reveal this promise to you. He desires to bless you as he blessed the Psalm 112, man. See, he is there as a model of faithfulness of the God who keeps his covenant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Peace is yours. Receive it. The peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that only Jesus can give. The peace, he said, I leave with you, and not that the world. So the world cannot take it away. But if you're in the world and you're dependent on the world, it means to bring you peace. The moment the world takes it away, it robs you of the peace. But when you receive Christ, nothing or nobody in this world can take it away. Receive the peace of God on today and live there in peace. Amen. In Jesus' name, God bless you all. Remember, you all started on Monday. Next week, the shout time has changed to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we'll be on at 6 in the evening instead of 12 noon starting next week. So we'll wrap up this week tomorrow at 12 noon, and we'll begin our new season, amen, on the shout at 6 p.m. Glory to God. So please set your alarm for 6 p.m. because I'm going to be looking forward to seeing everybody at 6 p.m. starting Monday. But we're here tomorrow wrapping up our season on the shout at 12. Glory to God. We went from November to now, and we thank God Almighty. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. Amen. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Meet us here back here tonight on our church line for Bible study. Join us and enjoy the word of God going forward. Be encouraged. I love you. I thank God for you. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I see
thank you, Jesus.
Him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say what?